listening to the WHO podcast. My name is Veronica Rima, and this is episode 40. In this episode, new funding to fight against tobacco use in the developing world, and WHO supports survivors of the Myanmar cyclone. Tobacco use is one of the biggest public health threats the world has ever faced. There are more than 1 billion smokers in the world. Globally, use of tobacco products is increasing, and if trends continue, this epidemic could kill 1 billion people by the end of this century, with more than 80% of those deaths occurring in developing countries. The tobacco industry is specifically targeting young women and children as its next group of tobacco users. This week, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Bloomberg Philanthropies have provided $500 million to boost the global fight against smoking, with particular emphasis on helping countries with limited resources. This offers WHO new opportunities to reverse this growing epidemic, especially in the developing world. Dr. Margaret Chan, WHO's Director General, told us more.
The tobacco epidemic is entirely preventable. The landmark WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control demonstrated the global resolve to tackle this problem. And we have effective interventions in combating tobacco. With leadership and support, we can make a real difference to the lives of millions of people.
To expand the fight against the tobacco epidemic, WHO has introduced M-Power, a package of 6 effective tobacco control policies. These include raising taxes and prices, banning advertising, promotion and sponsorship, protecting people from secondhand smoke, educating everyone about the dangers of tobacco, offering help to people who want to quit, and tracking the epidemic and prevention policies. We spoke to Douglas Becher from the WHO's Tobacco Free Initiative.
This new package is consistent with the spirit and builds on the highly successful WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. It's consistent with the philosophy of WHO when we launched the Tobacco Free Initiative 10 years ago. We have the vision that sometime in the hopefully not too distant future, we will be moving towards a tobacco-free world. And the M-Power package will create an empowering environment for governments and civil society to create enabling environments for individuals to quit, to prevent youth from taking up this highly deadly and addictive habit, and also to protect individuals from exposure to tobacco smoke. This is a call to action for WHO to move forward as a united community. WHO stands ready to assist member states, civil society, and populations to address this catastrophic epidemic.
Cyclone Nargis, which tore through Myanmar on the 2nd and 3rd of May this year, struck the Delta region and the country's main city and former capital, Yangon. Fierce winds and storms mark the worst natural disaster that Myanmar has ever faced, and the largest loss of life anywhere as a result of a disaster in the last 2 years. The cyclone left 138,000 people dead or missing and severely disrupted the livelihoods of another 2.4 million. Current relief efforts are shifting from emergency response to early recovery, with an emphasis on rebuilding health facilities and restoring essential health services. Richard Garfield from the Health and Nutrition Tracking Service, a partnership program hosted by the WHO Department of Health Action in Crises, has spent the last 3 weeks in Myanmar. He's come into the studio to tell us what support WHO is providing to the survivors.
There are positive things happening. A lot of health workers have been moved from other parts of the country, so access to a physician or nurse is now actually better than it had been before. What's missing is that an awful lot of medicines have been lost, and 60% of the health facilities in that region with 2.5 million people were destroyed. So there's a lot of rebuilding to be done.
Can you tell me a little bit about the work that WHO is doing out there?
WHO, in leading the health cluster, is marshalling the forces. There are 38 organizations together working in the health cluster. And they are replacing and augmenting the work of the Ministry of Health. It is WHO that has led the reorganization of an epidemic warning system to identify infectious diseases. And it's been found that just recently there's a good deal of dengue occurring. And so spraying and other dengue control activities are going on both by government and by the international organizations. But the most important thing that the whole UN did and WHO took part in was an assessment of the needs in all of the region, visiting 291 villages throughout this very remote region, reaching 30,000 homes. We have never had that kind of assessment after a major disaster. So now we know what the needs are and how it's changed since the disaster.
What are the most pressing health needs?
The most pressing needs now are actually common health concerns. People were looking for epidemics of cholera. There weren't any. People looked for mass injuries. There weren't as many as the tsunami a few years ago. Now, the biggest enemy is diarrhea. Common diarrhea, because so much sanitation has been lost. So there's an opportunity now to rebuild better and encourage people to do good sanitation and get an edge on this age-old problem that goes along with poor nutrition to improve the situation.
And what sort of funding situation have we at the moment?
There has been a good deal of fundraising in the first month, but this survey was part of a tripartite group organized by ASEAN, the regional political organization, the whole UN family, and the government of Myanmar, along with the World Bank, in order to identify better the needs and make medium and long-term plans for recovery. So the emergency needs were funded well, and now a new appeal was launched in the regional ASEAN meeting by the whole of the international community and being led by the UN. WHO, along with other health organizations in the cluster, are asking for a good deal more funds for helping to rebuild facilities, improve communications and supervision, and address mental health needs, which now are tremendous.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.